L'chaim, l'chaim, whoever gets a l'chaim from me now is going to have nishim goyim. Chaim, l'chaim. Amen. Bekar mamish yakol, but alech maydai, which is duchim. One after another, Avishu can do anything. Hakol yachol. Now. Schnapps. Give him schnapps. Give the guys. Give him a goose. Yeah. Bring out all the cups. Give a knock over there. We have goose. We have kissing caramels. We have Jack. We have Solichnaya. You know what that is? You ever have Solichnaya? This is chashiv. This is salted caramel. Anaya matzah. It's a little freilach. And thank you so much, Rabbi Yaffe, for reminding me to say thank you. What would I do without you? And I'd like to thank Torah Anytime, Kamashkocha Pratis, and Kol HaLoshen. And we're going to have Mitzvah Hashem this Chanukah. Klal Yisrael is going to be knocking. We're going to turn over the world. And all the those holy Jews are taking over. All those holy, holy Jews. Now, listen to this story, Rabbi Sai. Somebody calls me up. Mandel, I have a Meister. He says, the Ger Rebbe came to America. And he needed a place to stay. To his Hasidus. You know, he's got a big, you know, where do you put them in? So Belz just built a new giant Meister, whatever. Super big. And they said, Ger, come to us. We're giving it to you. And you know what Ger did? They used it and they left them $500,000. Now the mice is knighted. First of all, Belz and Ger are two, you know, they're both the greatest people in the world. Well, both of them. Each in his own way. They're both big Hasidus. Now, I know that everyone's getting along, but in Teva, you know, people are human. You know, what? I'm better, you're better. You know, it'd be normal that especially the both in the Polish areas. Why are these guys fighting? You okay? These Jews are holy people. Not only they give away, Belz goes ahead and says, come to me. And go knock as much as you want. You know what an iron tova that is? To give away. We're giving away the whole Belz. Come, Ger. Park yourself on us. It's so beautiful. How all these Belz see them with the Heilige Rebbe. What they did. What a Kiddush Hashem. And they come inside. They're macht. The mamish gemacht freilich. You know what that is? Night in the days. There's a Meister of Chatzko. Rabbi Yishvei was Masbid Reb Chatzkel. And Rabbi Yishvei said that he discussed, he was coming from Lakewood, and discussing how good Lakewood is doing. And Reb Chatzkel heard, and as Reb Chatzkel, he said, my yeshiva, he overheard Reb Chatzkel talking to himself. My yeshiva, your yeshiva, your yeshiva. Was dreit da kap, we're all there for the Eibishter. Ah! They worked on themselves. Anyway, Asher Chalkam, the holy Belzach Sidim, with the Heilige Rebbe, and the Ger has come along. We're not just gonna walk out of this. $500,000! We're supporting Belz! This is delicious! I'm so impressed. And I wanna say, P.S., that was us. I take credit, of course. Why do I take credit? First of all, I like to take credit. That's Beshita. Beshita, I like to take credit. You know, it's one of my, you know, I'm a man of principle. One of my great principles in life is always take credit. I believe in that. Very stark. You think I'm joking, huh? You don't know how important that is. Anyway, but a Yid has to know, you have to know, a Yid has to know that you have to realize it's us, these us Jews. Don't give me no stempels. Rabbi Chana Wasserman said before Mashiach comes, say bye-bye to all the stempelach. This stempel and that. Garda, I love stempelach. Rav Miller speaks about every shevet had its degel. Hold up your flag. This is what I'm all about. I am. But again, this is between you and me. When Mashiach comes, we're going to be above all these things. And it's all the same. It's all Klai Yisrael. We're together. When you do something good, it's me also. We're all together. It's us. And by the way, someone showed me, I said this from way back, I was Mechadish Bezer Hashem, that when you see good in someone else, then you have a chelik and whatever he did. I told him, Rav Schlesinger, he told me it's Teres Emes. If I'm happy with all the, when I pass by the Menorah of Chanukah, the holy streets of Lakewood, or the holy streets of Borough Park or Williamsburg, I say, that's us. Thank you, Abishta. Look what they're doing. And Hashem loves that stuff. He loves it. I'm telling you, he likes it. Speak about nice things about Klal Yisrael. Go nonstop. They say, Lady Yisrael Meditchim used to be nonstop with his. We say good stuff. It's a lot of fun. Especially if you really can't stand the guy. Or you're jealous, you're green. Dovka say, you want to be in a Vardic? No. You know, in the Vardic, everybody knows if somebody will suddenly pop up and start saying, this guy's give all the say, uh-oh, why did he say that for? Everything okay? You know, somebody too in the Vardic, they're kissing in the streets from head to toe. Uh-oh, why did they have to do that? That's the matzav, I'm serious. But it's fine. I don't have any problems with anything. I'm gore holy, you know. I want to tell you why I keep saying that. It's not kedai to say, I have a problem, I have to work on it. It's not kedai. Sometimes it is, if you have a game plan, a mahalach, okay. But normally speaking, it pulls you down. Don't even say it. Who says you have a problem? Hold yourself a Muslim. What's a shlech? I'm a Muslim. Come inside, make yourself comfortable. Anyway, Rabbi Sai, this is a beautiful story, and I'm having such nachas from it. In the next world, when you're happy with other people doing, and you're going to get so much Olam Haba, so much. The truth is, Shitas are really nothing. It's all the same, except for Nabarik. I'm joking. Nabarik is taka special. No, I'm just joking. Anyway, now. You know, you can go around with envy all your life. You want to do it? You like that stuff? Go for it. Do you know, in the Vardic I was taught, that people like to be stuck with their bad midos? There are certain addictions that, very serious stuff, that lav dafka, the guy wants to get rid of it. You know, he likes his mud pie. Look, you can't trust with holy, you got to daven your head off. To pull yourself out of different things, or whatever. But sometimes, I want to be a raid of COVID. It's a lot of fun. I want to remain a raid of COVID. You hear that? What's macht der? Kommt da rein. Macht der Chemisch. Gibt da rein. Yeah. Pop up the tear. Anyway, now I want to mention something. Speaking about Redifus HaKovid, listen closely. I heard that Rabbi Aaron Leib said this. Somebody complimented me, one of the Mosash Barabonim in Lakewood. This Rav, they say the Novominska, Zatzal used to give him names to David. He's a guard of the Hayvan Amensh here in Lakewood. And he said he notices my B'Tochen Weeklies are constantly geared to not having kinnah. I'm heavy into that. And I was Mechavan. I heard a Maisid, they asked Rabbi Aaron Leib, what's public? All the problems, all kinna. Everyone's busy being jealous. And the number one Aleph Beis of Betochen is, Sameach Mechelkai, I like what I have. Exactly, I don't care, don't give me, but he has this, don't complicate me. I like my Gemara, I like my Rebbetzin, my kids, my issues. My weaknesses, my mishigasin, don't trade. You keep yours, I'll keep mine. Now here comes the story. It's a true story. This younger man is a top Rebbe. He's not the best. There's better. and he has, and what, but he could be maybe a little warmer, you know, but he's good. He's good. He's walking down the hallway in his school. And there are two boys next to him. One of them is holding his hand like Abba Rabba, you know, holding him and hugging him like this. And the other one's holding a little like that. What actually happened? Oh, so now listen to this. So the Rebbe, the parallel Rebbe, is coming down, and he gets white in the face. Says, look at that Rebbe, how they love him. Now look at me. You're dead. And nowadays you got to love the Rebbe. You can learn nothing as long as you love him, but it's fine. Rabbi Trenk used to hold a lot. But I believe I'm not Rebbe. Learn. He told this to me once. Learn, but I believe. Okay. Rebbe Kitzer. But the other Rebbe went berserk. You know, they like he's the beloved Rebbe. And I'm like, no. So now, the guy left his head off. He told me that day, his whole class had just rebelled against him. And the kid that was holding him, that was holding his hand, was a weird kid that's not 100%. He held him like this, and the other guy was also some under my son. Punk, that day, the class was about to kill the Rebbe because they hated him so much. And this Rebbe told it to me. And the other Rebbe, is green with envy. Look, they like him, they don't like me. Did you ever hear such a story? It's a true story. I want you to know, all envy is ignorance. The Welt says, imitation is suicide, envy is ignorance. You're full of hot air. Stop having envy. You don't know what you're doing. You don't chop nothing. You don't know what's really happening. You think, it's a horror, is having a ball. Just like with Moshe Rabbeinu by the Maaseh Egel. Moshe Rabbeinu was, they showed him he's dead, he's not alive. Moshe Rabbeinu's gone, look. He was nifta, it was baloney. Dimyon and Avardi, they hold a lot. They used to say Dimyon. That word Dimyon is, they use it left and right in Avardi. Dimyon. You know, it's loy hayu dvar me'yolam. You're worried about something that doesn't exist. You know, I hurt someone's feelings the other day. I just did. Come inside. Come to Ryan. Let's see the beautiful stuff. Someone behind you, one of our senior members. One of our senior members. How are you? Come inside. We have all ages. We have the old ones. We have all kinds. Anyway, the sweetest we have, Blyain Har. So we have Chashev Yidin come all the way from Borough Park. The cream of Borough Park is not Shayach. They come. Asher Solkechem. Anyway, so what was I saying? So envy is ignorance. Mamach Tachnar is your whole life. You're envious of these two Yidinists. One is jealous of the other one. My sister, she has nachas, you know. I never can't raise my kids. You know what's going on in this world. She married a Dos and I married a Jens. And they go, meshugav tight. You know what I tell people? The Eibishter trusts you more. So he gave you bigger nesyonos. You hear that? You have an assignment? Sheba Eibishter trusts you more. Because the other one, Shem's, I better give him a good life because he's not worth a penny. Like, let him have, let him cover it, he'll get see the Kedushin. Let him keep his see the Kedushin. Let him keep his Shlishi. Let him keep his fancy house with his well dressed Kindalach on the Mitzuyanim. Let him have his Mitzuyanim and have his show off, all his Nachas that the whole world has to hear about, you know. He needs it, Nebuchadnezzar. He needs, you hear what I'm saying? I'm dead serious about this. I'm dead serious. When you see anybody that look, they're all better, say the following. Nebuch. Give Rabbi Yeshua. Chashev Yidin we have there. Sure. All. Anyway, so when you see somebody who's doing better than you, baloney. Now I heard, that was Muhammad's Rabbi Lee said exactly this. There's one problem all over the place, and that's Kenna. And there was some this famous psychologist, he went against him. He said, no, there's other problems. And half a year later, he came back to Rabbi Leibman. He said, I think about it, I realize that's the problem. Everybody's busy with his jealousy. The ladies, look at her house. It's sparkling. And look at what a slob I am. Her kids are having nervous breakdowns from her because she's so masudar. She's so in the box. Every kid better sit straight. He's turning into a robot. Rav Wolbe warns about this. Don't turn your kid into a robot. He says, do this, do that. You gotta let kids breathe a little. But anyway, she's jealous like crazy because the other kids, look how she takes care of them. And look at the Shabbos table is knocking. You know, I heard this from a Manayal in the Seder. Big Manayal said, come tonight. You know what he said? You think, oh, you sit by the Shabbos table and everyone does what they're supposed to be doing. It's a myth. Where do you make that one? What, since when? There's no such thing that everyone does. No, and you're supposed to do this. No, who says? They're supposed to be killing each other. They're supposed to be getting into fights. And the husband and wife, sometimes could be better. Or the panos, whatever. That's the way it's supposed to be. That's normal. This utopia never happened and never will. It's you're dimming. What? Oh yeah, we got to move the table. One of my senior gaboyim has the Baron Pesas has he has a good point. I've got to get on a diet. Lately, my sedum are closing in on me. Kiptaran, Rabbi Sai. There's chairs. Give it. Let's go. Kiptaran. Kiptaran. Oh, Chashavid now rolling in. Shtip. Rabbi Sai, shtip. You know what happened to me? On, by Tashlis? You know, there's a minig. They all come to, they all come to see them. They come to get the Rebbe's Avedis. They hold that the Rebbe's Avedis are better than your mitzvahs. So everybody wants to get the Rebbe's Avedis. So the guys were shtipping me like crazy. You know, I was standing by Tashlis and suddenly a whole mob is coming after me and they're shtipping. I says, don't shtip so much. There's plenty of Avedis. You don't have to worry. You have to shtip so much. I tell you, all ladies, please, it's not for you. I'm going to say what I want now. The men are here, I say what I want. Please close off. Ladies, please, I think your friend wants to speak to you. Please, I think she has a new recipe. Get your new recipe. I want to say, anyway, this boy is talking to his father. And his father says, when Mashiach comes, Nashim Tzidkaniyas Nigalo. So the kid says, Pa, I heard differently. I heard the Ein Ben David Ba, Ashi Yichlik, Prutim in Akis, when there's no money left. That's when Mashiach comes. And you're telling me when the Nashim says, no, that's the same thing. So, okay, ladies, you can come back. I was just joking, please. I was just joking. The men are much worse. Yeah, men, yeah, we know the truth. The men are much worse. Okay, anyway, I'm just joking. Anyway, but the story goes like this. Now, this week, Meiridika Maisa happened to me. Meiridika Maisa, Rabbi Yisai, this Maisa is a gold mine. Do you know the Rebel Yishvei, Zechet Tzadik Avracha? I heard it yesterday from an anacle of somebody on his staff in Philly. Reb El Yishvei pulled him aside and he said, without Musa, you're not going to strike. Reb El Yishvei, you hear that? And he told the whole, I heard this the second time I heard this. I heard, he had a whole group of his, Reb El Yishvei had a whole group of Bachurim. It was Benaz Darim, Benaz Vanim. And he called them all over and I'm going to tell you something now. Without Musa, it's nothing. And while he said it, they thought he was, okay, come on. Musa, a few minutes, and 10 years later, every one of them said, he is so right. Musa Rebel Yishvei said, you're not steiging without Musa, you're not going nowhere. Now I'm going to tell you about my Musa. Here comes. This happened this week. This week I had a day of Gehenna. Everything went wrong. The kids in class Oh no. Everything went wrong. They didn't know. They didn't this. They didn't that. This didn't happen. That didn't happen. Everything went wrong. It was a bad day. My chavrusa, Shem Yirachem. He made a remark, and I was, yeah, well, I don't know why, but it didn't go. I have two chavrusas. It didn't go with neither. It didn't go. It was terrible. And the learning, last but not least, B'tachon Weekly, it was the first time I said, I'm throwing in the towel. This week, no B'tachon Weekly. I spent hours. I had my vet lechem talking to, no, it's not good. No, you can't say this. No, you can't say that. I was getting so dizzy, I decided. Then I said, wait a minute. You forgot about Musa. Fapak developed. You know what Musa means today? To me, Musa means Fapak developed. Listen to this. I decided, let's forget. But you have so much work to do. You have hours of work. Let the world hang itself. I'm not interested in learning. I'm not interested in teaching. Stop this, the ganze betochen weekly. Go hang yourself. I don't need you. I don't want you. I'm not interested. Don't give me the COVID. Don't give me the Zikir Rabban. Don't give me nothing. I'm learning Musa. I'm sitting alone with the Rabbeinu Shalom. I couldn't care less. I papak the whole system. Don't pressure me. And I sat back and I started learning Sharabit talking. There's an Eibishter, forget us. Everything's a distraction from the Eibishter. And I sat down and I chilled out like it. Nothing matters. Nothing counts. It's not important. Who cares? It's all covered. Oh, you did this, you did that. Not a good chavrusa. Don't learn. You don't like, I'm not good at Rebbe. You know what you do when the talk when he came out, didn't come out. Who cares? Who cares? I've packed the whole system. It's done. I'm not interested. Now, boy, say, I had a short must say. The one I stretched it out a little bit. I have a quota. Right after that must say that, the world opened up. On the spot, I made one last call about my B'tachon. Suddenly, things started moving. The next day, my chavrusa for the rest of the week, we never learned so good. My class is knocking. Everything's rolling. You know why? Malad Musa from B'tachon in the Beinishten. Your whole life turns around. You're a different Bria. Well, you don't care so much. This has to be. What has to? There's only one thing. Ein oim avadai, who cares? There's nothing in this world anyway except. Ein zok dehele geramba menoshos mezuza, ein dover oimed lad, loile lomim el yediyas tura oilom. You're going to take nothing with you that's going to stand forever except yediyas tura oilom. That there's an Eibishter in the world. Don't give me this. Eibishter, I have you. I don't need nothing. Don't complicate my life. I have one Eibishter. That's story one. Listen closely. Story two. How did I get into such a rotten day, which I'm seriously not used to? A bad day? When do I have a bad day? I never have a bad day. I just told my wife what a great day I had today. She says, okay, what am I supposed to believe? What is it supposed to mean? What does that mean? Is it because never say you got it? Is it one of those? I said, no, it's real. This time, I'm going to say it's real anyway. But rather, it was very good reason. We did a whole pair. We finished the whole pair. The kids all knew it. I wasn't getting anything today. I davened very hard. I was very tzabrachim. I felt the kid didn't know it. I davened a lot. You know, it says you're not supposed to forget your talmidim. You know, you speak, you're supposed to always daven for them. The Heilige Chofetz Chaim says you're supposed to constantly daven for your kindlach, that they should have b'nei Torah, they should have midas Torah, day and night daven for your children. I daven my talmidim a little here and there. Maybe so please help those kids, those 9-year-old punks should stop picking on me. I'm joking, They should leave me alone. They should leave me. Stop picking. Pick up some of your own. You know, nowadays the kids aren't in charge. You know that. Kabbat has been, isn't that the Mahalach? So don't pick on me. I'm from the Nebuch, you know. I used to, when I started teaching, I used to look for the oldest Malamed I could find. To get the real, I did that. I, you know, I went to Berman. Remember the old Berman? how to teach Mishnayos. He gave me a whole derech. I met him sitting next to me. He's a famous old Dr. Bakana Machanach. Ah, Baruch Paki. He had hundreds of kids learning with him. No, he was a big, big guy. So I went to see this one, that one. As the years went by, when I want to find out how to teach, if a guy's in the line 10 years already, you're outdated. I don't touch guys like you. Who just started teaching a half year ago? He's the only guy that knows what's going on. Because you got to be in with the latest. You have to know what's happening. Anyway, I'm in my own world anyway. I teach, there's one Abish. You know, it used to bother me. I was very much involved in telling stories of the Abish and the Abish and the Abish. And the beautiful world, the cuttlefish. Ah, I have my stories about the Abish is delicious world. There's an arrow fish. Shai Stock will go on forever. There's a seagull, you know. Okay, I'll say, well, I'll make it this. There is a herring gull. They go, a seagull, he has a red beak. He has a red dot over here. A seagull. What do you need that for? When he goes fishing, he comes up with a fish, and he has to feed his bubbalachs. There's a little fegalach. They're all sitting in the nest. Ah, they open up their mouths wide. It's so delicious. David says, beautiful world. He can't swallow that fish. He's going to choke on it. How is he going to eat that fish? The mommy fish, I'm sorry, the mama bird takes a nice feta fish. She can swallow it. She's got a big beak. She's got a big stomach. But this little bully, he's going to choke on it. So all the mommy has to do, she comes, stops on the nest, and she swallows her fish. And the little babala knows one thing. When you see red, say knock, knock. And the beak, she knows this instinctively, the little babies. So they knock on that red beak, which is right in a certain, you should know. When you want to make someone vomit, if he swallowed something he shouldn't have swallowed, you have to press a certain spot that makes the person regurgitate. You know that. So you know, ask all the first aid guys. You know, somebody swallowed poison. What's happened to me? Once my parents left me home alone, and I was a little kid, and I had a little cold, and I said, I'll take some aspirin. You'll be, oh, yes, sure. And I had a bottle of aspirin. And anyway, so I took one. And said, let me try another one. I was a little kid. I took another one, another one. Still not better. It could be better. The more, the better. Before you turned around, it was over. I took the whole business. My parents came home. How are you feeling? That's fine. You took some aspirin? Yeah. How many did you take? I took the whole bottle. It's a true story. I took the whole bottle. My father went, no, you took the whole bottle. Oh, no, my father's going to sugar. So my father, maybe he gave me some lithium grenade. He took some boiling hot water. He knew my father was, he knew everything. And put a lot of salt. Take it down, blah, blah, blah. Take it. I had to take it down. That makes whatever. Then my father stuck his finger there. He says, there's one. All right, so there's another three over there. They're coming out one by one. That's the mice. Anyway, so the Abishter. You have to thank the Abishter for your father. A thing like that. Get out of lifting on Aiden, my father. Among other things, he got me. I needed stuff to say. That thanks to my father, I have some more material. Yishmak makes some yin lamp. I hold the jokes I tell about my shver. When I tell his jokes, it's a size of Deyves Bekeber. When I say I'm zisha, no, jokes more than anything. What's the shayla? Anyway, but he still wants people to laugh. So let me tell you the story. So he goes knock knock. The little baby knows. You see a red dot, and that red dot is pulled. That's the spot that makes things come out. And out comes gefilte fish. It's freaking, it's digested. You know, David does the job. He doesn't have to get himself like mommy and get a blender and start, you know, making a whole chasana to blend, to make gefilte fish. It
it's automatic. As soon as it goes, the stomach does the job and starts mushing around. And before you turn around, out comes gefilte fish. The babel is, oh my, that was great. Right out of your stomach. Was kann sein besser? I'm just giving one story. I got millions of these. I'll keep you here forever. No one told me the Abish is a delicious world. What a beautiful world. Ah, English shy. So anyway, how did I get into this? So I'm very, very into these betochen stories. I once had a mice. I got a phone call. A horror story. Someone in Mishpacha had a serious medical issue. And I was shaking up and down. I got in the middle of class. I couldn't even focus. I couldn't teach. I spent a half an hour. And four doctors said, it's over. This child is going to be Hashem Yirachem. They already saw and they checked. And it's nothing, it's over. And the Rosh Yeshiva of the people who called me up, who is the most positive person in the world, even he said, it's over. This is not going to be a normal child. Kach mekach happened, whatever it is, it's over. And then they call me. Call Mandel. And Mandel gets back into class. And Mandel starts talking about the Eibishtan, the stories that I have, the Nisan that I have with medical stuff, these type of things, these type of, and one, and another, and another, and another, and another, for half an hour, the kids are listening. And what happened to the curriculum? What's curriculum? Oh, yeah, you have to cover them, finish the parsha. Oh, yeah. Anyway, I'm telling my stories for half an hour. I come upstairs. It's a new matzah. You hear that? They went to a new doctor, and everything's fine. I told them on the phone, everything's fine. Because I started feeling different. And they have a Rosh Yeshiva who is one of the Gedolei Yisrael, by far the biggest of the big, and he's super positive, and he's a Bar Mitzvah. They had Mitzvah with him, and he already is Miyash. And I came up, no more. Do you know how many stories I have? Okay, there was a war that took place. I'll tell you which war it was in Eretz Yisrael. It's Mikates. Next week. They're in there. Rabbi Lang, where are you? Rabbi Lang, wie bist du? Where's your beautiful stuff? They're outside. Rabbi Lang has, not sure. Anyway. So, where am I up to? No, you guys gotta help me. What?
The war.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to be a first-class Baal Gaivinik. L'chatzila. If anybody wasn't sure my Madrega of Gaius by tonight, it's clear. You know what Rabbi Yeruchim says about Gaiva? Rabbi Yeruchim Lubavitz. That's not Slobodka. Take a look over there, in Das Torah over there, on Parshas Noach by the Mamorim. It's required reading. An Onav has to believe that there ain't anybody that's worse than me. Everyone's better than me. Moshe Rabbeinu said it. Ramban says Moshe Rabbeinu. And the one that's working in Vayig Balibai holds, there's nobody out there that's not worse than me. I mean, everybody's worse than me. I'm sorry. I am better than every single person. Nobody out there is better than me. I'm the best. Rabbi Yeruchim says it. He brings riots. Rabbi Yeruchim. You know what he says? Mari de Gazach. When you learn, Megadalti Meramamti El Kolamaisin. When you learn, you gotta be higher. So he says there's a Gemara in Shabbos of Laman of the days. Rabba. Before he started learning, he started cracking jokes. Guess what the jokes were? He made fun of the whole world, show how they're all stupid. We're all better than them. That was the Bidichusa. He made fun of the world. Rabbi Yeruchim teaches that up as Megadalte. He said, so Rabbi, we're getting together. Let's be Mekayim, Rabbi Yeruchim. Nobody's better than us. Let's face it, we're way ahead of everybody. But anyway, Rabbi Yeruchim says, no, Rabbi, he speaks about Galus HaOdom, where you got a hold from yourself. He goes to town. No, he sounds just like me. Or I sound like him. It's murder. You have to hold from yourself. And you keep going more and more. Hold from yourself. Ah. Anyway, where am I up to? So tell me where I'm up to. Who? I said, the Daily Yisrael, one after another, said, this is serious. And I said, it's not. We're going to be fine. And I was right. Ach chutzpah. Mandel, that's the way you talk? That's the way you Daily Yisrael. I'll tell you another one. My Rebbe. Twice my Rebbe. Once my Rebbe here, once my Rebbe there, had told me this is already too much, and I said, oh yeah? And I went to the car and started screaming, and I got a Yeshua. And another time was also Pesach, they gave up, and I said, I don't give up, and I was right. Now listen to me. The Gemara says, Ha'uda also the Kama the Rava. And he said, they asked him, what do you eat? Tanagurus Mufutemis, the Yang Yashar. That, wherever you go, you have to have the fanciest meal. He says, I'm not eating your stuff. I'm eating David's stuff. This is what I eat. That's what I want. You want to serve me? That's my diet. The most fanciest, Tanagurus Mufutemis, the Yang Yashar. As he's talking, there's a knock on the door. His sister, Rava, didn't see his sister in 13 years. She pops up, Ravala! Oh, how are you? And guess what I brought you? Tiny girls, Bufu Temes, Yain Yoshin. So Rava said, ah, this man. Now who the also look at the Rava? If you don't get your name in Shas, I don't know how much you're worth. You're not Rava. Rava says, the Alta from Nevada comes to Betachim. It's a free world. Doesn't, you don't have to be big, small. Talking, you're on your own. You could be bigger than anybody. I've done these things. I popped the whole world. But this Yidina, you know how much these yukels are able to accomplish with that tefillah? This Baal Shem HaKadosh has stories with Mr. Nobody. There's a famous story where he misunderstood part of davening. He didn't touch it right. What? What's that notion? Baruch HaNoshim. Ladies needed the Yeshuas. So he said, instead of saying Baruch HaShonim, said Baruch HaNoshim. And they all had Yeshuas, all the ladies, because he believed, I'm down for you, Baruch HaNoshim. Yeah, it's Baruch HaLeinim. The end of Baruch HaNoshim, Baruch HaNoshim. And that's it. And it worked. It's a famous story. If guys are Tomin, the world's open for you. Nobody could go against you, but Tachan, it's a free country. It's a free world. Tachan, anybody can be zechut to anything he wants. I wanted to mention something the reason why I had a bad day. Now listen to me. I have to fill up an hour of learning Musa. It's not easy. Believe me, it's much, much easier to learn Gemara, Mishnayos, Halacha, the learning, Musa. If you want to fill up an hour, if you're going to learn 10, 15 minutes Musa, but you got to learn the way I'm, it doesn't always work. And sometimes it gets on my nerves, and I just can't do it. And I'm makel sometimes. And what do? I did it today. The last 10 minutes I took out of Mishnayos. I can't hold out. So you say, I'll fill up the hour as long as I filled up my hour without saying, without absing. But the last few days, I was makel big time. And I took out a Hirsch. I took out the Hirsch. Hirsch is good. It's not Musa. Well, no, but it's Hirsch. Yeah. And Black Gemara. Gemara was a Kiddush Kedushin. And I did some this and some that. Spiced it up. Come on, I didn't learn any Musa whatsoever. But I filled up the hour. I cheated big time. And I'm just saying, how does a Mandel get a bad day? I promise you, since I'm learning Musa B'Tachon for years, I don't know what a bad day means. Come on. In a different world, you get Siyata D'Shmaya. The Eibishter is with you. So this time, Achap, why did you have a bad day in the first place? Because you're cheating on Musa. But I'm learning, so what? But you're not learning Musa. And by the way, Rabbi Yishvei is talking about Musa in general. I don't know. I'm talking about Musa on B'Tachon and the Eibishter. B'Tachon Musa. Ah, by the way, what's his name, Rabbi Gamil Rabinovich. He had a Rebbe. I think his name was also Rabinovich. Am I right? He had a Rebbe who gave shiurim to people. And he gave he gave Sichas Musa. He was a big guy in the Tzaddik in Yerushalayim. He said like this, when he learns with, he gives shmuzing on learning Torah, shmuzes on midas, right? He says, the only shmuzing that changes the person completely are the shmuzing on Amunah and Betachon. Then he sees a new world opening up. Here it is. How do you like that one? You want to hear? I used to speak in Ramat Yishevos, they saw most of their private way. I used to speak there once a week, every Thursday. And a young man came over to me. I spoke. He used to learn most of his pilots, and I spoke for 10 minutes on the topic. He came over to me. His daughter told him, his teenage daughter, Ta, you didn't listen to Mandel Shmuz this week. How do you know? You're different. I don't recognize you. You're usually so much calmer. Whenever you hear a shmooze, say, Hel Tamais. When you hear a shmooze on Betachon, Musa in general, his name was Atzadik Yisayid Olam. He came into dreams to his children, Rubenstein. Ashizelik Rubenstein. They have his farm here, Atzadik, my father's Talmud. He said he gave my father credit for everything. He had him as a little kid. He lived in Far Rock with the butcher's son. He was with the Isbys. He was married to an Isby with the famous, illustrious tells the Mishpacha. He was one of the stars, the biggest loved him in Panovich. He was a Talmud of Rav Chatzkel. He was very, very fresh. He told me that in Matostov, they had a half hour musa. They're going to pay for it. They started a thing. There was a kettle there in Matostov. This younger man, his wife has 11 kids at home. Sorry, you can't go to that. We need you at home. 11 kids. The mother's dizzy. Listen to this story. He told me it. After 2-3 weeks, the mother said, don't come home. Go to that Musa Seder. He looked so different after learning Musa that it wasn't Kedai. Don't help me with the kids. You're a different Bria. I don't know what kind of Musa you learned, but that's Musa. Because Asher Zelig told me this story. And then I have my own story there. My story, I understand. You didn't hear Mandel, that I can hear. I can hear that something's not right. If you missed Mandel for one session, I mean, you know, if you want to get people to laugh, always boast about yourself. And I always get smiles from that more than anything else. If you want to get, by the way, Rabbi, you know what a big Mama Dre guy am? You have no mercy how big I am. I'm telling you. I know. The world thinks they think I'm a great guy. They have no mercy how great I am. I'm Gogavaldi. How's that? Is that a good one? That loves this stuff. Why do they laugh so much? I need it. They're in Taka. You don't advise it with the all right. Anyway, so where am I up to? 844. Now I'm going to tell you, who is this? My latest Mifus. It just happened. Guy calls me up. His wife has something, and blood is coming out, and blood is coming out, and it's already, it's a ganze lump, with a ganze dus, and there's pain, and the doctor already says, and I say, Loi hayid var me'elam. Yeah? He calls me back a week later, exactly like what I said. Nothing. Now here comes another one. The guy told me I should tell it over. See, this guy. He has a daughter, 28 years old. He called me up 2 months ago. 28-year-old girl. You know what it means by Chassidim? I told you what happened. The last guy told me. He had a son who was 22, not married. Achsidah Shabbachah, 22, not married. What am I going to do? He tells me. I says, have an idea, become a Litvak. Anyway, he called me. I gave him a bracha a few months later. He's a chassan. I says, I don't remember who you are. He says, remember the guy you said, Vera Litvak? That's me. Anyway, that's who it was. Anyway, so, but this one, I told him like this. You have a 28-year-old girl, listen to this. And they're nice. I says, talk positive things about the girl. How great she is, how wonderful. Stop kvetching, and she'll get married. 2 months later, she's a caller. And he pushed his daughter to get on the phone. She had to tell me, but Pam Oli, and you had given a nusach that you're going to get a top bachur with a top family. It's exactly what happened. Now you see what a Baal Meifus I am? Does everybody know by now what my madrega? What do you say? As you can tell, I'm not exactly working on a nubba these days. Just for Rabbi Yeruchim. I'm going to go against Rabbi Yeruchim. I stick to the Amalek, you know. Rabbi Yeruchim said, got to be about God. Now listen to Yosef HaTzadik. I said in this week's B'tachim Weekly, Yosef HaTzadik fapakt the whole world. Listen to this one. The Altar from the Vardik once heard a shmooz from the Altar from Kelm on the greatness of Yosef HaTzadik. And he got it. He was on his belt. You're going to take B'tachim Weekly. Take as many as you can. Take them. Anyway, So he said, he got up and he says, let's all become a Yosef HaTzadik. And by the way, his name was Yosef. Listen to this one. Yosef HaTzadik. He gets up. First of all, they didn't like him about the Lashon Hara. It says they didn't like him. That's Aleph, Beis. Then he says, by the way, I saw all you, you're all bowing down to my sheep. You're all bowing down to my, I'm the big, and all the 12 are bowing down to me. He says, they couldn't be sabled. So he says, wait a minute. He saw that they hated what he was saying. For the second time, they hated him plus already. This is already the second madrega of the sinner that's going on. So he says, oh, there's two madregas. Wait till you hear this. I got more stuff to tell you. Just look at, read the psukim. He says, this time I had even a better dream. This time it was 11 stars, and Tati and Mami included. You know, the sun and the Yireach, they're all bowing down to me. Isn't that an interesting mahalach? When you see everyone hates you, so instead of backing down a little bit, oh, wait a minute, I got better stuff to tell you, so you can hate me even more. Just read the psukim. That's Navardik. I've seen this. I've seen Navardik is get up, barabim. And say, you know, they're Kanayim. They don't like Tziyanim. Whatever, they're Kanayim. I mean, Reb Gershon. Different. Reb Gershon was a, somebody came that was a little bit, as I, you know, they got up one by one, and they started, they said exactly what they think. And the guy was sitting there, he was plotting. He was going out of his mind. And each one got up, and he said, oh, you're plotting? We're not finished with you. We have more stuff to tell you what we think. They don't care. You know, he started up with Tzienim and Gershon. He kidnapped. He got a hold of these kids from Eretz Yisrael. He brought them to France. And they said, we're going to put you. They put him on trial. And he laughed at them. The whole yeshiva was all depressed. But yeshiva was going to end up. He was what? Reb Gershon laughed. Oh, you're taking me to court? The Israeli government was after him. You know what he used to do? He used to get on the phone. He called up the Elam Sever. Said, "Who will he bring? The my Shuanoshi." You know what that means? I want those kids. Give me more kids. The first time he came, the hundreds of kids he had. It took them all. He used to love them. When they arrived, he used to come. He used to kiss them. Ah, he loved little kids. He never had no kids. Listen to this. He never had any kids. He was such a happy person without kids. Between having kids and learning Musa, I recommend, okay, I'm not going to say anything. I'm not recommending anything. But Reb Gershon Simcha, Reb Dave Schwartzman, was just having 8 o'clock. I'm going way, way back. And I told Reb Gershon about, he was on the, He was like in Gan Eden. Oy, Hachanayna Klash. He was like. I looked at him. This man, he had no kids. He had no wife. She was a casualty of Hitler, emotionally. She was not a well person. He lived in Gehenna Plus with his wife. No kids. It wasn't Shaykh. He was in Gan Eden. That's Musa. All these people fetching about, I can't get along. You don't understand. I had to do it with a Shalom Bayis situation. And I spoke to the family members who were against whatever, one of the parties who was killing each other. And they said, we know that party. We read all about what that type does. Narcissist, what do they call? Narcissist, what is that? They had a famous, lately that's the in thing. Everyone's into that. OCDs, narcissist, bipolar, what else did he got?
Passive aggressive,
borderline personality. There's a whole bunch of stuff, I never heard of this. And each one, they read all about it, but listen to this. They said, the relative says, we got this guy's number. We read. He is kach for kach. You know, he's got that stempel. That's what they do, you know. Pretty soon they'll be jumping off the roof. That's the matzah. Like, the stempel. I'm not gerusin. I'm not gerusin. The stempel. You want to hear about schizophrenic? I told the last time already. It's not a pasha to maisa. You know what schizophrenia is? You know what that is? Take the meshugana. The guy told me himself. He's cured. Thanks to Mandel. I cured him. In a few days, and I'm getting phone calls. Well, this doesn't make sense. It's not supposed to go away. What do you mean it's not supposed to go away? You ever hear of the ABC? Yeah, but this is different. What do you mean it's different? You ever hear of the ABC? You could do it. I'm a very... I was on the phone the other day. Somebody called me up. Nebuch has trouble with his wife. She's tight, like, how about this? I says, watch this. I'll give you a bracha. Shtaka bracha. I told number two, I was like, tell me the truth. Did you see a major improvement? Yes, I did. See? That was my bracha. I'm not the spoil. If you're not the spoil, you can't have a spilus. Spilus is to look at Yosef HaTzadik. He's a pox, his brothers. He's not scared of nothing. Hanishkin later. Maybe better not. I want to tell you what they say. Rabbi Rucham, Rabbi Nelson, that's all. Get Leket Rishimus. I want to recommend. Get Leket Rishimus. Rabbi Winhosta, Talmud Lubik of Rabbi Nelson. On Chanukah. Is that gewaldig? In Navarik, they loved it. Rabbi Isaac used to learn Leket Rishimus. It was like, now when he says, Rabbi Rucham, listen closely now. I'm going to check with you. You should be mindful of me. I know a certain person who, there's a yellow mind when I talk a lot about, well, I'm getting reports. This guy says, Mandel, you talk so much about going out and doing, therefore I'm doing this and that. It's good. If I can get people more activated, listen to this. And Nelson used to always say, adaptive is tough. You got to do something. You got to do. This younger man, the first day of Chanukah, I'm not telling everybody to do it. I'm just giving you hasagas. He told this to me. First day of Chanukah, he has 8 functions. He has for men, for women, for seniors, for juniors, for teenagers. 8 functions. He is in charge in the first hour. Don't ask me how he does it. First day and the second day. Another 8. Afterwards, I lost touch with him. What a person's doing with his life. When a person puts kaifis to Klai Yisrael to help people. Functions for curing. You know, helping people. What you can do with your life. It's such a pity. Now the Mashgiach, the Nelson, he brought a riot. Listen to the story of the wife of the sister of Matasio's daughter, of the Chashmonei. She comes under the chuppah. They had a rule. Tibor lehegben tchila. The first thing is going to happen, the local nobleman got a hold of her, and she's under the chuppah, and she did something very inappropriate. And the brothers, the Maccabees, took her sword. They wanted to kill her. And she says, you want to kill me? Why don't you channel your kanoyas against the headman? Why, what do you do? What, you don't do anything? You let all the Jewish girls go through this Rachmana Litzlan and everyone's quiet. Everyone sits, well, what never can you fetch? You say a few kapitlach, that's what you do? Why, if you're so angry, do something. They said, you know, you got a good idea. And they said, like, okay, we're going to have some fun. They went, they got a message, sent a message to the king. They said, look, our sister is the daughter of a Kohen Gadol. Daughter of a Kohen Gadol doesn't pass just to a headman. If a guy wants to be, you know, we're daughter of a Kohen Gadol, we want the king himself. What's possible for you? So the king said, that's a good vote. You like the husband says, come, we're bringing her over. They came, they brought her over, and they, as soon as they walked into his palace, they killed him on the spot, and all his avodim, all his chevra around him went berserk, and that was the beginning of the revolt. Mashkiach brings us, like a rishis. What did she have to do something so crazy? Zuckr Nosson, if nothing crazy happens, people don't move. You need something crazy to happen. That'll wake him up. I had a maisa. More than once, when there's an urgency, somebody comes over to me today. He's depressed. I know the guy. He's maida, and I'm right. You are full of baloney. You're depressed, and he's getting worse and worse, but depressed. Why are you depressed? I says, my dear friend, if there was in during Pearl Harbor, when the Japanese bombed the United States in Pearl Harbor, there was a woman there, an invalid, who was super shy, who never couldn't open her mouth, when suddenly going through Gehenna with depression and anxiety and OCD and OCD and the bipolar, whatever she is, she had it all. She wasn't worth much. And suddenly there are people getting killed left and right. They sunk ships. It was emergency massive and they needed every person. And she realized she better do something. So she got involved and involved and involved and involved and involved. She started saving people and making phone calls to relatives, whatever they had to do there. And she became a new person out of the wheelchair. I was sick on Pesach, on Purim. I couldn't move. I had Epstein-Barr, one of these things where you're out, you can't move. And I'm in bed, oh, I can't. Suddenly, Rabbi Yosef Blau comes over to me. There was a young man who used to collect for him, Talmud Chacham, a Tyreed. I had a Shikla Achrayis for making money for him. He says, Mandel, there's a $5,000 check right here. See it? You make $5,000, I'm matching it. I remember the way he took the check like this, and he started ripping it in front of me. You know, you got 2 hours and Purim is over. In these 2 hours, you make me $5,000, you're getting this. I'm matching it. You're giving him $10,000. You don't make me $5,000. See? Ready? Set? All right? Okay, just 1 second. Okay, one second. I got out of bed and I made $5,000. And I was cured! Ice Epstein Barr. You know, Epstein Barr is a condition. What happened to your condition? When you have an urgency and you have a fire, I want to say to the Mashkiach's vote. Chanukah is the yomtov of fire. Melchama! People need war, says the Heilige Mashkiach Zatzal. He was Zeicher. His Einikoch. The best part of the Mashkiach is his Einikoch, especially iron bursting. But listen to this. Competition. I asked the boys in my class, boys, what would you rather do? Go outside for recess and sit, look at the birds, look at the trees, or be in a game? Oh, a game. We all want a game. But what happens if the game doesn't go so good? We don't care. Game. But what happens if you're going to lose? We don't care. We want to be in the game. What if the other team's yelling at you that you messed up everything? I mean, your team and it's not working. We don't care. We want the game. A person needs to be alive. They need a certain energy. It's gesund. When they left Mitzrayim, it was Tivais Hashem! Soldiers! What do you need that for? They're fighting already. They just left Mitzrayim. You're a soldat, you'll be a happy person. You won't have OCD, no GP, no Cholim Bias, but then, and he didn't like me, and this, but it was time for this garbage. When you're, the Mashgiach said, Vos meh. Get out and do. I tell people, put this out, look at this. We have Rabbi Fried, and Rabbi, you have this thing on Kinner, that thing, and he does plenty, he's still here already. We have Rabbi Yaffe, everybody here is great. Everybody's Givaldi. And the more the better to do for Klal Yisrael. 901. How much more do I have to go? Anyway, so Chanukah is a time of fire. Menorah. Try to get some Bima Spalo. Main thing is tefillah just daven. You know, I want to tell you something. I don't like to talk about this particular person. I had a big shaila about making Kavah Chaimus from Goyim, from Shkatzim. I didn't want to do it. But the Shem Ramunim, I'm all you like, listen to this, Ashegetz, Winston Churchill. He wasn't a tzaddik. They kicked him out. The Nazis were taking over the world. By the way, you know who he was, Winston Churchill? He was an American Indian. Isn't that interesting? No wonder he was so good. He come to the English guy should be as good as it. I'm joking. Anyway, but he was a Cheraman. And this other guy who was a Taita Meshugana, he was the head of the country. He was best friends with Hitler and Machshemai. He wanted to become, really wants peace. Hitler's a good man. He wants peace. He's just trying to scare us a little bit. And he was in action. And Churchill was screaming his head off. And he says, this guy's going to take over the world. He's dangerous like crazy. And they didn't listen to him. They kicked him out of parliament. For 5 years, he was nowhere. They say those 5 years, he kept writing and saying what he felt. I can't do, at least let me say. What happened to Saif? When finally Great Britain woke up to fight against the Nazis, they had just conquered France. They just got Sudetenland, Norway, they kept it, and Czechoslovakia, they just invaded a whole chunk of that. And one after another, they started, and now, so England realized, you better do something fast. It was late, it was overdue. They had 100 planes, whatever, they had a couple of planes there. They said a third of those planes didn't work. The others didn't have spare parts. They were in the garbage can. And they weren't going to win the war. They didn't stand a chance. And this Shagetz, we are going to fight, and never are we going to give in. And repeat it again. Never, never our Shagetz. No Yish! Now, America saw the way he dealt with things. He said, this is our best hour. And they started the war. You're crazy. They're going to kill you. These Nazis, these blood. Everybody hated them. The whole world. That's why they had to chop up Germany. You know, as soon as they decided to call themselves Germany, you know who did this? Bismarck. You heard of him? Bismarck. I'm afraid I know too much. It's Pastor Shay, Shiva Bacha. Review the Jacobs. He used to tell me a lot of this stuff. Rabbi Rich also used to talk about history. Nishkefel. But Bismarck, he was by Kaiser Wilhelm I. And they say Kaiser Wilhelm I was scared of him. Bismarck was this heavy Teutonic, a real German. He's the one that started the Franco-Prussian War. He got all the Germanic states, Bavaria, Moravia, all these German, they were different countries. He was the one that said, was it anger at Germany that France hates us, and therefore we got to fight him back. It was all a bluff. He made up a whole joke. Check it out. It was a Severman. And they went to war, and they won. As soon as they won, the Germans won, because they had to get he got everybody organized again. They changed the name from Prussia. It used to be called Prussia, Germany. The main part of it was Prussia. He changed it to Germany. And Chazal say, Germania shall Edoim. Gemara Megillah. Watch out, they'll take over the world. Now that name Germany was not Negea until he gave it that stempel. And right after that, they started World War I, and then they started World War II. And Mamish Kiyum of Chazal, according to Reb Sholei Diskin, Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld did not want to come out of Yerushalayim to greet the Kaiser Wilhelm II. It was the second or the first? The second. Kaiser Wilhelm, he's the one that started World War I. Kaiser Wilhelm II. Rishayim. And he didn't want to greet him. There's pictures of him with Masaryk, no? There's pictures with this one, with King George, no? He was the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim. Come tonight, no, Novogrodek. Come inside. So he came in to greet everybody. There's pictures. But he heard, the German's coming. I'm not coming out to greet him. I have a Kabbalah from my Rebbe, Reb Sholei Diskin, that Germany is Amalek. The Simonecha, they're super nice people on the outside. I had a book once years ago, Baruch Hashem. Amalek is saying, you're good times. I don't have any secular books in my house. I can't. I don't like them. But I once had a book for an encyclopedia, and it had Germany or Berlin. And I remember it said in the book. It was written in 1938. One year later, we'll find it. You want to meet a city of nice people? Go to Berlin. Everyone's nice, super nice people. Rabbi Miller had an experience where this elderly German guy helped him with his suitcase, and he went out of his way for him. A German guy on his he was a Bachri, Shiva Bachri. He was going on a train, and he couldn't say, "Oh, I will help you, of course." You know, this German guy, and he helps him, puts it up. So I had my own experience. I was once on a plane, and one stop was in Frankfurt. And this German guy was looking at me. I was walking back and forth. He was crazy. And then he said, come, sit. Let's talk. And he told me how much he loves the Jews. He told me, hold on, I'm looking, And he told me how much he loves them. I'm listening. Very interesting. And if that, I refuse to go like this, you know. Usually I'm a nice guy. I shake my head. Over here, I was like, oh, that's so interesting. By the way, you know what he said? You know why I like the Jews? Because they fight. The Jews fight. They're good. These Israelis. I like good fighters. Now it's a W door. Abina Hirsch Tamadzicha. He says it. That Amalek loves war. They don't like us because we fight and learning. See, a person has to fight.